T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV? As always, presented by EMP, 180 Weight Loss Structure, Accountability Results, the standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. Join us right now, like he does every Wednesday at this time, the president of baseball operations and general manager of the Washington Nationals, Mike Rizzo. In the clubhouse, Mike Rizzo, presented by Burke and Herbert Bank, unexpectedly different. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hello, Mike.
Doing all right.
Guys won a few in a row. It's got to feel good, right?
Yeah, it always feels good to win. Like the energy we're playing with. And, a good comeback win against a good, really good starting pitcher last night. So it was a fun night.
Does it bum you out that the Braves keep winning, or is that you just look at that as it's out of your control, nothing I can do about
that?
Can't
do anything about it.
Yeah, I think that's the way I look at it. You can only control what you're doing, and I'm just happy and satisfied we're playing better baseball and winning some games and playing with the energy and exuberance that we've shown really throughout the season, but specifically later this season.
Hey, when I was watching last night, one thing kind of intrigued me, Mike, was when Reynolds came up in the pinch hitting role and struck out looking. Terrible call, by the way. It was like 6 inches off the plate. And then, he threw the bat. He was pissed off. I don't know if he said something in the dugout. Maybe you can give us a little background. But then he gets tossed. Then he comes out to argue, and Davey gets in the middle of it. And then as Mark is walking back, he throws his batting gloves at the ump. And he gets tossed again. He got tossed twice. Is that what happened?
Yeah, that's what it looked like. That was the statement that we had. A tough at bat. It's tough enough coming off the bench and pinch hitting, and two balls are off the plate, and they call you out. I do know that he tossed his bat aside. He didn't slam it. He didn't throw it. Mm-hmm. The ump eyeballed him the whole way, just looking for him to do something, throw him out of the game, and he did. So thought it was a little overreaction from the umpire's part. And then after that, then Mark got his money's worth and got tossed again. And, we'll see what the league comes up with after that. But, it was a little frustrating for Mark. This guy's a veteran. He's got the respect of every umpire in the league. He's been around a long time. He's a good guy and a good player and a classy guy. And, I didn't think he did enough the first time he got thrown out to get ejected, but, things happen.
Does that umpire have a particular, relationship with those guys or a reputation of calling, balls off the plate?
No, I don't think so. I thought he called a good game with those two pitchers pitching. You get in that rocking chair and you're looking for strikes, and he did. And those guys, they pound the zone and throughout the game, even with those relievers, he was there's a lot of strikes going on. Pitch track said he missed a couple of pitches, but that's baseball. And Mark, I think, handled it well. He didn't. He was frustrated by the two pitches and kind of tossed his bat. Sam Ulbrich didn't take kindly to it and threw him out. That's the way things go. And then Mark went and got a little bit of his money's worth and got ejected again.
Mike, I don't know how much you pay attention to what's written about the team, but Barry Svilluga for the Washington Post had a column this week in saying the time is now. This is the time to go in and get this deal done with Bryce. Can you give us sort of any insight as to how that process may be going or may go? I mean, I know Bryce hasn't talked about it publicly. I'm not asking for specific details, but you've been in constant communication. Have you read the article? Is there a chance maybe that something could be hammered out before the end of the season? What can we expect?
Well, you know, it's a complicated negotiation, and suffice it to say that you know, I think Bryce likes it here. We would love to have Bryce if it's something that makes sense for both Bryce and for the Nationals. We would love to have Bryce Harper here in the long term. He's a guy that we've scouted for a long time. We drafted, signed, developed, and watched grow into a star. So you know, certainly we're going to have discussions with him, and. And obviously, we're not going to just, you know, talk about them, you know, outside of the small group that's involved in it. But we'd love to have him here long term, and I think he really likes it here. So, you know, there's, you know, nothing to report on that end other than that we have great respect and admiration for each other, and would love to have him long term.
Would you say the process has started, though? Like, you guys are sort of in discussions, or sort of have been for a while, and it is what it is. I'm not asking you to sort of characterize it, but I mean, have you, like, would you say it started?
We've had discussions with Bryce and his people for a long time that we know that he enjoys it here and he wants to be here. We'd love to have him here, and we're not going to comment on where we're at and what we've been talking about, but we'd love to have him here, and I think he likes to be here.
Talking to Mike Rizzo, GM of the Washington Nationals, president of baseball operations. So September 1st is looming, and I know on September 1st you can call up some guys. A lot of fans are curious to see Victor Robles. When might we see him?
Well, I think he'll be added to the big league roster after the AAA season ends. I think that is September 2nd, so we'll probably see him soon thereafter on the 3rd of September. Join us with a handful of other people. We just want him to catch up and get as many at-bats, everyday at-bats as he can while he's in AAA. And when we bring him up, we'd certainly like to see him play in the big league. So we're excited to see him. He had a nice night last night. The power is coming back. He just hit a long home run last night and got four hits. It was 4 for 5 in the game a couple nights before that. So he's rounding into shape. Don't forget, missed about 3.5-4 months with that left elbow injury when he dove for the ball way back in April. So he's just getting into shape and starting to feel good at the plate, and be exciting to see him on the big league club in a week or so.
Mike, do you think that you know, we're reading that there's some teams interested in Gio and Mattson? Do you think there's a better than 50-50 chance those guys finish the season somewhere else?
Well, Gio passed through waivers, so he's eligible to be traded to anybody. Mattson's on waivers now, so we can't comment until we find out who has claimed him, if anyone's claimed or if he's gone through. So, you know, again, we're same trade strategy as ever. If we can get the right deal at the right right time that helps us in 18 and beyond, we'll certainly be open-minded to do something.
Joined by Mike Rizzo, Nats GM. I know earlier you said that you don't look at the standings, but when you put together a win streak, do you look at the wild card at all?
We have not. We're trailing a bunch of teams in the wild card. I think that the best thing for us to do is to just really focus in on us winning baseball games. If we do that, and then at the end of the day, we gain a game on somebody, that's even a better positive outcome. So I think we're at a point now where you really have to focus in pitch by pitch and inning by inning and game by game, and then let the chips fall where they may. You know, we've made this bet. Now we've got to lay in it. We've got to play extremely good baseball the rest of the way. And I like the way we played. I like the energy. I like the exuberance that we played with. We're running the bases with extreme aggressions. Not always in the smartest way, but we're really playing hard. And Davey's got him believing and playing good baseball. So that's a plus for me.
You know, I should know this, but I don't. What's Howie Kendrick's status contractually? I mean, are we going to have him back next year? Is he free agent? What's his deal?
Howie's under contract for next year. Yes. So, we're very, very happy to say that, and he's progressing well with the Achilles injury, and And we're looking forward to having Howie, one of our, you know, one of the great leaders we had in our clubhouse, back for another season next year.
Mike, it's time for the Burke and Herbert Bank fan question of the week. Do you read the negative comments from Nats fans on social media? Does it bother you? That's from John Paul in Gaithersburg.
You know, John Paul, I'm not locked into social media. I do, our public relations people inform me about information that I need to know. Hey, the fans have a right to be frustrated, and you know, I'm the leader of this franchise, and you know, anything negative that is said about the franchise reflects on me, and I'm good with it. You have to take the good with the bad, and I've had a lot of good things said about me over the years. If this is a year that there's some negativity because of the way we're playing, you know, I can live with that and I can accept it.
All right, that's the producers being silly behind the scenes. All right, thank you, Mike. We appreciate it, as always, buddy.
Talk to you next week, man.
All right, guys, see ya.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Mike Rizzo, everybody, Washington Nationals.
He's so happy to hang up that
phone. I mean, you guys are just doing your own show back there. You guys are just being ridiculous.
Made me chuckle, though.
It made me laugh, too. Right.
By the way, we went back and re-listened to that audio.
Yeah.
JP's completely in the wrong.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. Frank never brought up the review.
Never asked what JP the guy was, said.
No, JP brought up the review, but he didn't say, he didn't characterize it as good or bad.
No, JP was excited to read the awful review right to Frank.
Frank never asked
He never asked
said.
For it or anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't think he was intending to do that. Maybe he did. I didn't think he was intending to. By the way, Jason
liked it.
Huh?
Jason liked the Rizzo question. Keep it lighthearted.
It's just...
No, it made me chuckle. Yeah.
It's for the listeners.
I mean, it's funny because Mike actually thinks there's a JP from Gaithersburg.
He said John Paul.
Right.
Well,
I appreciate the use of John Paul.
Who wants to ask him that?
Eric, trying to bring that back.
I don't understand how all you did was defend Kirk and Callahan on EEI about their Tom Brady thing, telling they're in the wrong, and to want to preserve
a
relationship.
I don't want to upset Frank, but I didn't think what JP did on any level was intending to upset him.
Why do you guys have such a bug up your ass about it?
Because it just bothers. They do their own show back there. Everything we say, people don't understand this.
They
comment. So if somebody says something, well, they go like this. Or if you go down a certain path,
or if
they don't like
question,
they go like this.
We didn't say anything.
Huh?
Duke sent me a message that said, what did JP do?
Right.
That's
fine.
How the whole thing started.
No. I'm just saying in general how the show works. We do the show. And the peanut gallery over there, they just sit there and they respond and
they're
react.
To be fair,
every turn. Yeah. The three of us know JP better than anybody.
Right.
Okay, you and Cakes more than me.
Yeah. Well, you these know guys, him as well as I do at this
true,
point.
True, but I mean, these guys don't know JP like we all know
him. He wasn't.
And Duke certainly doesn't.
He wasn't trying to offend him on level.
But it makes me, and I like to fuel the fire.
Yeah.
I like to egg people
on. He wasn't
on.
Trying to offend him on any level.
That's just JP. I told you, Blue Shorts, I said that's just JP being JP.
Does JP make things awkward a lot?
Hey,
sure,
JP.
But he certainly wasn't intending to.
I know. It's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just great.
I don't even care.
I know you don't care. Look, at the end of the day, I think it's good for the show.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I'd like
Chad
to hear.
Was enjoyable. He didn't hear the segment either.
I wanted to hear Frank do 12 or 15 impressions, but we didn't get to it. I guess I got to go to Hollywood
Frank
Casino.
You have to buy a ticket to the show.
I think in the mornings, you know, if he's not in front of us, he doesn't really get sized to do that.
But we did touch on ping pong.
He'd rather talk ping pong.
We didn't touch it.
He brought it up.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He'd rather talk
ping pong. I think it's like
pong.
An 8-interview streak where he always touch on ping pong.
It's a big part of his life.
He loves it.
Yeah.
Now negative reviews are.
Oh, come on.
Eric, he hasn't stopped tweeting about the interview.
And now he's texting me.
Well, he's responding
nonstop.
To people.
People are texting him or
yeah,
tweeting
he's responding
him.
To people. Go ahead.
No, he's just texting me out of the blue. Look at this novel he's sending me.
All right, what is he saying?
Well, now he's upset that Dukes has blocked him, I guess, in the past. He says he loves Dukes. And he was just trying to be funny. Like Frank's a sensitive guy. He's a comedian. You can't do that stuff
Why
with
Why is Dukes
you.
Blocking Frank?
I think they had something a year ago. I don't
oh,
remember.
They did?
Yeah, they did. I think Frank made fun of Chad's stand-up.
Oh.
That goes way back.
Though, Frank also said that Dukes had like a presence and real
potential.
Yeah,
he did. Now he complimented him.
Yeah, he totally complimented him. He just said, you know, that... When you just talk about, you know,
we just
I can't even say
I don't
what we talked about.
I don't know if we can ever have Frank on the show again.
Stop.
Definitely can. Oh,
well, all he's going to think about is the time we brought up the negative review.
No, he's not.
I guarantee
not
you. Yeah. Right. I guarantee you the next time Frank is in studio or over the phone,
it'll be
he'll mention.
Up.
It will be mentioned.
Read another review.
That's fine. Yeah, but he actually said
he'll
to me, thank you.
Right, right.
What do you want? That's what he said. I read it word for word.
The next time Frank is on, I want him to be in studio.
It's got to be in studio.
That's what I want.
I almost want to make all comedians have to be in studio. And then even them, we have to pass. They have to pass
I'm done until I'm on the radio station.
Now, he could be on the phone.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, we've had some comedians in studio who were just god-awful.
Yeah. Well, it's just hard. Because they just want to come and be funny.
If you don't know them.
Yeah, obviously you don't even know the guy, and all of a sudden you start just laughing.
Yeah, but there are certain guys, like Pablo. I mean, he could come in and slay me. I don't care what day
Pablo.
Of the week, what month of the year.
Doesn't matter how old his impressions are.
I don't care how. He can do the same
jokes. He can do Mr. Magoo. I don't care.
Well, we might, have different feelings on that
one. He does Johnny Carson.
He does Mark Wahlberg, and I just laugh for days.
Mark Wahlberg is a 15 out of 10.
You know what? You're an easy mark for impressions.
Yes.
You really are.
I would agree.
I'm with you.
I'm an easy mark for Cakes' impressions.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not. See, that's where we differ.
Yeah, we differ there.
Thanks so much, AB.
But I think that...
One of the lightest
right, hold
in my
on. Dukes
arsenal.
Is calling in. Dukes is calling in real quick.
Oh, the multiple
this is never
going to
go away.
Uh-oh. All right, Dukies.
No, Frank was... Look, I don't have any problem with him now, but two separate Super Bowls, when I'm there with LeVar, and it's the most difficult thing that I've ever done in my career, because that guy's... completely, I mean, unable to reel him into the Super Bowl. Caliendo sat down and just dropped bombs in the middle of the interview and trashed me and said all this stuff and then went on with you guys and said all. And it's fine, it's ball breaking, but I
what did he do? What did he say to break your balls?
He kept talking about, he was hit there some night when I bombed or did something. And it was fine, like he brought it up a couple of times on your show, but he kept bringing it up. So one night, I got all blackout drunk and blocked them. I'd forgotten that I'd done it until you just said it right then. That's all that it was.
Right. Well, why don't you block him? He loves you. He said he loves you.
Michael, what happened to you? I can't sit here when there's a good radio fight that can happen and listen to you sound like
he's
it's
not
a
doing
two-volume.
A fake one.
It's not a fake one. You don't have a guest on that's friendly for you and attack him right off the bat.
Didn't attack him.
You listened to it. JP didn't attack him.
I did. I listened to the podcast, and I agree with Drapp and Valdez and Lurch. Hated the whole thing.
But Dukes,
you have to understand.
You can listen on radio.com.
Dukes, he's also.
They sent it over to me.
Bick, right.
What a liar.
Bick is also defending his lifelong friend.
No, I'm not. I don't care. I trash him as much as anybody. Yeah. I'm not doing it for that.
No, but you are. I'm saying for this particular argument, you are. You're
defending him, but not because he's my lifelong friend. Just because I know
him.
It's because
exactly.
He's right.
That's what I'm saying. You know him because you guys have been lifelong friends.
This isn't attacking.
Why would somebody review that?
Well, the person actually wrote, at this point during the Work in Progress tour, his mimic-free routines aren't all that sharp or original.
What was before that?
We can do that, but we'll play it next break.
I think Frank's going to come.
We're going to break down the stupid ass interview. Yeah,
Frank wants to stop texting. I think he wants to come on.
Right, this is break it down. And Dukies, you stay on hold and you can chime in.
I'll stay on hold the whole show. You know I have nothing to do.
All right. Stay on hold.
That's obvious.
All right. I'll put you on whatever I do when I put you on hold. All right. There you go.
Yeah, put him on hold.
Whatever that does. We'll come back and we'll break down.
Just press the hang up button.
We'll break down the interview with Frank and see.
I can't believe that it's getting this much.
It's just because those nerds back there are so upset about
Same reason the Big Fat Winners controversy got wrong. Because of him.
The next time they book something that's like awkward, we're just going to let them do the interview. Because they can do it better.
Right. We'll get zero shares.
All right. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, this is the healing/bridge rebuilding portion of the show.
By
just
the way,
to catch people up on what happened.
By the
earlier.
Way, you just took a song off my list. That was definitely going to play.
I did.
See, I would never put it on the list because we play it all the time.
I know, we do play it all the time, but I want to just give them credit. And I get psyched
for
it. Yeah,
I want to recognize OAR. Local guys done good.
So you got three sillies so far.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. So earlier, Frank Caliendo joined us
at 7:20.
Oh, famous comedian.
All right.
Okay, so there was some weirdness with the interview as far as a review, and you know we talked about it for like 5 or 7 minutes.
Well, no.
JP was drilling down on this negative review that he got on his recent tour.
Now you're portraying away. Actually, the first question, if you played, the very first question was, "What is his opinion on reviews?" Generally speaking, Seinfeld said he doesn't care about reviews.
Right.
He gets his review from the audience.
So I would say it mushroom clouded a bit. Chad Dukes calls
in. Well, just
in
a bunch of people piling on because
later
they think
in the
it's funny.
Chad calls in. What we didn't realize, at least in this room, is that Chad Dukes and Frank Caliendo apparently have some sort of weird history where Chad blocked him in like a drunken rage
who
a few years ago.
Yeah,
so now we have...
Well, Chad has blocked probably 20,000 people.
Is Frank... Chad trying to get money out of him? Because doesn't Chad do the bit?
Oh, yeah, you can charge Frank.
If you talk about this, Chad, don't you do a bit where you block somebody and then they can buy back being unblocked?
Yeah, but I didn't really think Frank Caliendo would be interested in that, JP.
It could be an offer.
And by the way, to give Frank an extra pop, he's going to be at Hollywood Casino in Charlestown October 20th. You can go to frankcaliendo.com.
Frankonstage.com is where you get your tickets.
22 years of doing this show, Frank is probably, if he's not our number one favorite comedian we've ever had in here and closest, he's right in the top two or three.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, so just to be fair. Frank, what's up, buddy?
How much is it to get unblocked?
Yeah.
No, really, because I looked at that. Here's what happened. I looked at because of the John Paul Flame War going on.
Right.
Yeah. I'm looking at that, and then I saw Dukes was on there, and I was like, oh, I didn't see anything from Dukes. And I try to not look at Twitter because I like to be, you know, happy in life.
It is an evil place.
So I clicked on it, and then it popped up blocked, and I was like,
yeah.
Oh no! What did I do?
It's fine. I unblocked you, Frank. I apologize.
Oh, this is way too easy.
I'm very sensitive
because I thought maybe it went back to because I met I met Chad through your show, right, guys? That it was him doing stand up, and normally
the
in this situation, normally I'd be the reviewer in this situation saying.
Right.
Watching him do that terrible stand-up that time. And no, but it was the first time he'd ever gone up, and there was just a lot of swearing. And it was I was like, this guy's got great potential, but he's just swearing for no reason and stuff like this, giving my honest opinion. Like, you've never done it before, taking that as the premise. And then, that was always a return joke when I didn't know what to say and stuff. I've even done your show a couple times, Chad. I don't want to do it anymore, but never again on the show. No, but I was like one of the things that, program directors and stuff, I think it's different with you guys, but they don't even like you to do multiple shows on the same station or whatever,
which
I think is silly because you talk about different stuff, you're different people, and but whatever.
In
terms of that, I was actually worried that Dukes was mad. I was like, I was sad for a second. I was like, what's going on? Did I do something? And
you're real sad.
He doesn't care. All right, hold on.
No, I honestly was kind of shocked by it. I looked at it and I was like, I don't. Oh man, because I thought it came back to me, being a jerk to you, which I thought you took it. And I realized sometimes
that people. Frank, you have to understand. You're an established comedian. You can draw everywhere. And any time I've had an interaction with you, it's been exactly like this. Well, you take one 3-minute segment of stand up I did when I was 24. And smash me for it, and that's fine. It's great. I dish it out.
No,
I want to be involved with you.
Yeah, I've got to agree with you. You're right. So,
thank you.
All right, hold on. Let's get back.
My tune. I think you do a great show. I don't want that to be. I've always thought you did a great show. I thought you were actually good that night. It's just that I'm always looking for something to have an in there.
You don't need to patronize me.
I remember. He's not. Hold on, Dukes. You're getting sensitive. I remember to this day.
Yeah, I'm sensitive.
I remember to this day what I took from it because I was an outside observer was he complimented Dukes on his presence and he said, "Man, this guy can do it." He did.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, but if I didn't know that really bothered you, Chad, I would 100%. I won't do it anymore. I will not.
No,
I wouldn't
even
touch
it. Doesn't. Frank, you can bust my balls.
The damage
is
done.
Now we're on
anytime,
another.
Any moment.
Right.
This guy's famous enough. look, it's better that he talks about me than it doesn't. It's honestly, it's fine. It's just every single time I've had an interaction with Frank, he has made me uncomfortable and put me in bad situations, including when I was doing a show that was very uncomfortable in a bad situation to begin with, and he made it worse. And I don't even know that if he knows that he exacerbated that. And then also, Frank, I'm a rampant alcoholic, so one night you took a little jab, I blocked you. That's the way that it goes. It's nothing personal, I swear to God.
All right, let's get back into the JP thing. Oh. Did JP make it awkward? I thought we were going to play the audio. Hold on. Here's the audio. I'm telling you,
just
for
the
a
very
fact,
first question.
JP did not intend on making it. He might have made it awkward.
Full audio. And JP, don't interrupt because you're going to want to stop it 10 seconds in.
Right.
All right, well, turn his mic off.
But he didn't intend to make it awkward, and he wasn't intending on taking a shot at Frank.
Well, you've been on the road, and I just saw a review, and it struck me. I guess you were in Minneapolis, right? I don't know when you were in Minneapolis. It was a day or two ago. And there's a review about it, and it struck me. I saw a Comedians in Car getting coffee with Seinfeld, and Seinfeld says, I don't read reviews. My review is the audience. Do you read reviews of your work?
No, I don't even. If somebody was reviewing that, they're an idiot, because it's a work in progress on those shows. I was doing working on new material. Why would somebody review that?
Well, the person actually wrote, at this point during the work in progress tour, his mimic-free routines aren't all that sharp or original.
what a douche.
Look at that.
Yeah.
You started laughing at him.
Yeah, Amy.
Am I allowed to talk now?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm following up on the content based on what he said. It's a follow-up.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. It does sound more awkward than I felt. I listen to that, and it sounds like I'm a little defensive at that point, which I was just stunned that somebody would write
open
that.
An interview with that?
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Frank,
whatever.
Can we just get to the important stuff? Donald Trump and John Gruden were arguing about what restaurant to go to, what would it sound like?
I think it would show something like that. I mean, that's the problem is I can feel that when I get into a room, it's so, to start to do stand-up, you can feel the people going, when's he going to start doing the voices? Is he going to start?
Right.
So that's why I have to figure out the way to get to that point. I love that this guy didn't think that a Fortnite bit was original either. I haven't heard anybody do it, so I don't know, I guess.
All right.
You bumped him out again, JP. Way to go.
I guess you didn't want to do the bit, because I really wanted you to.
He started, and then he bailed.
What was it again? Let's do it. What is it?
Donald Trump and John Gruden were arguing about what restaurant to go to. What would it sound like?
I'll tell you what, man. I want to go to a nice sit-down place. You want to go to a sit-down place? No, I'd rather go to McDonald's right now. It's always a good time for the great taste. I'll tell you what, man. It is always a good time for the great taste, but I want to go to some kind of place where they're going to bring me different courses, where you could get like a Big Mac here and then some McNuggets. I'll tell you what, I love McNuggets. That's all that is.
See, it makes me laugh.
There you go.
That's what makes me laugh.
I'll tell you what, talking about being original, there we go. We got it.
Exactly.
Hey,
Frank,
thank you, Frank.
I apologize if I made things awkward. Everybody should go see you October 20th, frankonstage.com.
Look, it's everyone's happy now, Frank.
And you can make your first sports wager, and Jason will be very happy because they're going to have a sports book open.
That's going to be huge.
It'll be your first time.
Huge. Big bet. Big bet. All right. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you, pal. Dukies, thank you, as always. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Man, I don't know how much healing was done there or bridge rebuilding, but if any.
Here's Duke.
Hey, I do know this. September 15th, the St. James is going to open up.
It is, yeah.
We've been over to the St. James,
good reviews
complex in Springfield, Virginia. Well, I'll give it a great review
because I
walked through there.
Sure.
First of all, it's monstrous. They're going to have an amazing gym, but they also have ice rinks. Mm. Not one, but two, NHL size. An Olympic-sized pool, tons of courts for the kids. You can sign them up, learn to play, and developmental sports programs. They're going to have competitive teams. They have it for all. Weekend Warriors. Everything. Your kids can be entertained with their indoor water park, VR games. You got that premium health club, Spike Mendelsohn restaurant, and it's all under one roof. If you want to learn more, go to thestjames.co. Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Not by far my favorite of the intros.
It's a cheery song.
All 11 songs if you go to our Twitter account, at Junks Radio, are listed, and you can now vote on money, solid, hurting, or poop.
I'll give it a solid.
Solid works. I'll take solid. Again, music, everybody has
your own taste.
Individual tastes.
Yeah, people are going to hate mine. Either some like people will like it.
It's polarizing. I get it.
Eric's just an evil person. He'll hate it.
Not true.
You'll like my rap song.
My final vote, by the way, was 5% money, so not a huge overwhelming amount on money. 35% solid.
That means 95% thought not money.
Correct. Right. 35% said solid. 37% got the most, which was hating.
But you
and
know
then 23% said poop.
If anybody did their own list, just pick a guy off the street, we'd probably vote the same way.
So the early returns are a little bit better for Cakes. I mean, it's only 38 votes in, but 50% solid. Take that.
That's strong.
So you
strong
can vote.
Showing.
Had some hard rock to begin with Seek and Destroy, and you closed with the little rap, Ghetto Boys, your home.
The hard part is
where can they vote?
At Junks Radio.
The hard part is picking out the 11 songs.
Yes, that is the tough part.
Because I
whittling it down.
I like probably 5 billion songs.
I vote in 2019 we do Junkies Music Week, 1 week per junkie, just to tilt the producers.
Wow, that would be awesome.
So I get a whole week?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Why wouldn't we?
This sounds like when you said you guys were going to program the HD2
station. When are we doing
that?
I'm just throwing it out. 2019. Down the road.
Oh, you think we're actually going to sign a contract before 2019?
Well, I would only hope so.
That's what you're assuming.
Well, I'm kind of assuming that.
Okay.
We're on a bit of a heater.
Because it's September. That September 1st on Saturday.
Yeah, I know.
We got zip.
I know where we are in the calendar.
Okay.
Trust me, I know.
I'm going to throw that out there.
I know these things.
Right, got a pregame next week.
Yes, we do.
Where is
site TBD.
You have no idea where?
It's at an establishment called TBD.
I'm trying to, like, sync up calendars with my wife.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't know.
Hey, what? Look.
It's like, I believe I'll be busy, but just don't know.
Once we know, we will pass it along to the listeners.
Yes. And we hope that you come join us.
What is that, September 9th?
Yes.
But I do know before that we have Junkies Poker Open, and we gave away a seat today. Are we doing that again tomorrow, Draven Valdez? Or was that it?
That was it for now.
That was it for now. I think there may be, I'm not promising it, but there may be another situation in the coming days.
Thank you again to Potomac Metals for free rolling the seat. We do appreciate that. We appreciate that sponsorship. They've supported JPO dating back to, I believe, at least 2014. It's quite a while.
I haven't played poker in so long. I don't even know if I can read the board anymore.
The one thing
I think you'll be all right.
I'm going to go with the tip, though. You had a tip. I've tried different tips over the years.
Yeah.
I've tried the hyper-aggressive tip early, build your big stack early. But the tip which you said when you grinded
last year,
which worked for you last year, which maybe I'll try, is you basically just you didn't even play many hands. You just hung there until you had the absolute premium hands. And instead of like going all in when you were down to, let's say, 1,000 or 2,000, you just kept letting it go.
That's generally true. I think generally you play snug in those things. But I'd always fallen prey to my stack's getting low and just being overly aggressive with a short stack, which will work for a while, but eventually come back to haunt you. But this time I just held on for dear life.
Right.
And that
you
got to
get lucky too.
Holding on to dear life, that would be.
That's my number one.
So maybe that's what I'll try.
Instead
this
of trying to be overly aggressive and just pushing, like, oh, I'm inside 10 big blinds. I got to shove.
Yeah, because
but you min cash. You'll take a min cash, especially when you're not paying.
I know,
for the entry.
But I min cashed. Whatever. Did we ever find out where I finished?
He couldn't find it. They were looking all over the place.
Didn't give me a paragraph somewhere on the website?
No, because it wasn't negative.
It was a positive result.
Yeah, if you were bounced out in the first half hour,
you've hit on something.
Damn sure he would have noted that.
Right. You've hit on something. Yeah. Okay. Mm.
You can find the top 10.
AWOD says you finished sixth.
That's terrible
recording. No way you finished sixth.
You finished like 66.
I didn't final table it.
It was in the 60s, I believe.
Were you serious?
My guess is he finished like 64th.
Yeah, I think it was in the 60s.
I don't have what's funny? I have no recollection.
I remember you won about $400 or $480 rings a bell for some reason.
All right.
It was in that ballpark.
All right. That's pretty good.
But you cashed.
The record is like 960 or something for Cakes for us, right?
Right.
So we got to break 1,000.
Look, I'm 0-for. I've contributed 0. That's what I'm saying. I'll try a new strategy. But I play once a year.
Your winnings got lost in the Nats collapse last year.
Oh, they did?
Right. We hardly mentioned it on the show.
We didn't even mention the
That's true because we remember we did the
that's right, because
Scherzer lost the night before.
Well, Strasburg pitched the
pitched him in relief. Remember, didn't Scherzer come in?
We did
an appearance.
Remember, we did an appearance at that bar when they were collapsing. Yeah, it looked like they might win, and
we got felted. And then the night before,
that was night Iverson was milling around.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we had the tournament the next morning.
I thought the night before was when Strasburg pitched.
That wasn't the Strasburg thing. It was the Nats when they got eliminated. Was the same night as the poker open.
Oh, okay, I got you. Right, it was the next day. Right. Because the night of the pre-party, the pre-poker party, Strasburg pitched.
Right, that was the Strass one, where we were at Tap.
Correct.
Felt.
No, Tap was the Strasburg.
The first night, whatever.
Jeez.
Felt was when they got eliminated.
When they got felted.
Yes, exactly.
What time is the pre-party starting? Do we have that?
It's kind of nebulous.
Yeah, is that?
I think seven is registered.
So seven register lobby and then
bar.
Come
at
have,
the lobby bar upstairs. Have a drink. Not downstairs. You go up the steps.
And people should know they can register the day of.
Right.
Obviously, you show up, hang out with us, pre-register. That's great. But people who can't show up on Thursday, you can show up on Friday. Come watch us do our show. And then the poker tournament starts at 11.
Right.
Yeah.
JunkiesPokerOpen.com is where you get your details.
Yes.
Can't believe.
Or you can go to thesportsjunkies.com where Josh does good work.
He does.
Just learned his last name.
What is it?
Is it like Laughing Ball? Or
yes. Think of it. No, Luckin' Ball.
Luckin' Ball. I knew there was a ball in there.
Ooh, that's our
man, we got some
name.
Bad last names in this.
You know what? Just call him Luck. Just go with Luck.
What's
just
Adam's last name again? I can't
Epstein.
Remember.
Epstein.
Oh, Epstein. That's right. Yeah, it's an okay one. Allville's. Allville and Luckin' Ball. Those are the
those
two
are
worst.
Bad.
Again.
What about
again?
What's Bickle Blue Shorts?
No
what's worse, Wertheimer or Luckin' Ball?
Oh, Wertheimer's way worse.
Wertheimer.
You don't understand. My wife hit the last name lottery when she married your boy here. And it's not like Allville's great. It's mediocre at best. But it's way better than Wertheimer. Way better. It's not even close.
Yeah. Allville. There was a period of time there where some people were calling him Oville.
Yeah, I know. It was a weird thing.
It was like a Theismann-Theismann
thing. Do you know how many times I was called Orville, Aville, Oville? I mean, people just can't pronounce it.
Now you're just Johnny Cakes.
You don't even need Allville anymore. I'm a one-name guy.
It is Josh Luckinbaugh, and you can follow him on Twitter, at jluck42. He had his inaugral appearance here on the show.
Where can I vote again? I want to vote for Cakes' poopy songs.
You can vote at sportsjunkiesradio.com.
What grade are you giving it overall?
He's going to give it either
C
a hurting
minus.
Or a poop.
C-minus. I don't get size.
So
three of the songs. I got three of the songs. I was like, yeah.
It wasn't as good as JP's list?
JP might have had more hits for me. For me.
Well, you're going to hate mine, man.
Yours is going to be dreadful.
You're going to give mine a D.
I might.
Are you up tomorrow?
I'm up tomorrow, yeah.
Hope you have some alt-rock sillies on
there. All right, got to get out of here. For Bish, Cakes, CBM, JP, we'll see you tomorrow. Granddaddy up next, right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.